Welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is getting you primed for day six of week two's workbook exercises.
Right, which centers around this really powerful law: always be frugal, never be cheap.
Exactly. Frugality breeds wealth. Cheapness leads to poverty. But before you even open that workbook to perform your self-audit today, we kind of need to set a ground rule.
Oh yeah, the brutal honesty rule.
Right. Because, I mean, as a psychology professor, I spend a ton of time looking at self-reported data. And I can tell you that a mirror is completely useless if you refuse to open your eyes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We all have this, like, natural urge to present a polished, perfect version of ourselves, even to ourselves. But today requires brutal honesty. If you hedge, or, if you try to protect your ego here, you are actively sabotaging all the psychological work you've put in this week.
Well, from a neuroscience perspective, your brain basically operates as this dynamic feedback loop.
Okay.
So masking the truth actually interrupts that loop. It literally physically prevents the neurological rewiring we're trying to achieve with this module. Wow, okay.
Yeah, and keep in mind, no one else is ever going to see these answers. You are the only one grading this test, so, I mean, cheating only robs your own biology of the chance to adapt.
Right, you're only cheating yourself. So, let's unpack how we actually do this audit. Throughout the week, you've been asking yourself a specific bedtime question.
Right.
The goal today with question one is to look at the unpolished thoughts or, lingering regrets that kept returning to you when you asked it. Think of your brain like a smartphone.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, you have the apps you're actively looking at, but then you have these background apps running these unresolved thoughts. As a psychologist, I see how this ruminating secretly drains your cognitive battery.
Right. It eats up the exact mental bandwidth you need to make frugal, long-term decisions.
Exactly. And that leads us right into question two.
Yeah. Question two is all about the gap between what you want to achieve and what your brain currently believes is actually possible.
So, like limiting beliefs. Basically, yeah. When your brain flags a financial goal as unreachable, it's usually because you are asking weak questions.
Weak questions.
Yeah, they're basically a defense mechanism. They protect the brain's comfort zones and reinforce a scarcity mindset so you don't have to expend the high metabolic energy required for real change.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense. Which brings up the friction you're going to face today.
Huh.
For question three, the audit asks you to look at your chosen distill points for the week and identify which one bothered you the most.
Yeah, because we instinctively flinch away from the exact advice we need to hear.
Wait, let me push back on that for a second. If we need the advice, why do we flinch?
Well, that flinch is an ancient survival mechanism. It ties right into question four, which looks at the emotional states driving your poorest money decisions.
Okay, how so?
When you are stressed or fatigued, the prefrontal cortex, which is your brain's logical planning center, it basically gets hijacked.
Oh, right. You drop down into the primitive areas of the brain.
Exactly, into survival mode. And in survival mode, you make cheap decisions for an immediate hit of relief rather than frugal decisions based on rational value.
But wait, if my prefrontal cortex is the logical command center, why doesn't it just, override my fatigue? Why does survival mode automatically win when I'm just, say, stressed out looking at my banking app?
I mean, because your brain prioritizes immediate physiological safety over abstract future planning.
Ah, okay.
The prefrontal cortex is highly evolved, sure, but it's a huge energy hog. When you're emotionally depleted, the brain routes power to the amygdala to deal with the perceived immediate threat, the stress.
It literally shuts down the logic center to save energy.
Yes, you buy the cheap item because your brain is demanding a quick dopamine hit to soothe the immediate stress, completely ignoring the long-term cost.
Wow. So when question five asks you to look back at a past purchase regret, you're really digging for the mistake under the mistake.
Right.
Like, was the purchase actually about the item itself? Or were you just, buying it to self-soothe an emotion you didn't want to process?
Exactly. And identifying that root cause is why question six, the bedtime question, is so critical. By seeding a specific question before sleep, you bypass that exhausted prefrontal cortex and directly prime your subconscious.
Because you're resting.
Right. While you sleep, your brain is no longer fighting active stress. It searches for answers, forming these really unexpected neurological connections.
And that's why you have to write down those sudden gold nuggets of insight when you wake up.
Bingo.
Okay, so as you tackle day six today, remember to keep up your daily practice. You need to review your custom stack three times today, That's your three code rewrites, your three distill points, and your two quotes.
Yeah, and reviewing them three times a day isn't just busy work, guys. Spaced repetition physically thickens the neural pathways around those concepts.
Oh, that's awesome.
It builds the mental infrastructure so that tomorrow, day seven, which will be a light, easy day of rotation and reflection, can smoothly transition us right into the next module.
I love that. Here's where it gets really interesting, though, and what I want you to walk away with today.
Okay, let's hear it.
Think back to that psychological mirror we talked about. The next time you open your wallet, stop and ask yourself, are you just spending money? Or are you actually funding a neurological feedback loop about your own self-worth?